Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows,
Cobra Archery,
Camp Chef,
Novix Outdoors,
and caffeine support provided by Deer Camp Coffee.
All right, guys, welcome to the Bowhunter Planet Podcast. Myself, Dave Thomas, along with Tim Mazzarana. And we have Amanda Pop on from Arcus, which is a brand that has so many brands under it, which is pretty amazing, really. And some of the biggest names you've ever heard of, realistically, with Tinks and Dead Downwind. Two names that you guys have heard on this podcast a lot because they do support the podcast. So, Amanda, thank you for that. It has been a great relationship between the two of us and getting this going. But the thing about it, and I always tell people this, is when we get supporters for products on our podcast or our test lab show, we don't do it because of money necessarily. We do it because the products are great. And Dead Downwind is a product that we have used time and time again on not just this show, but all the shows we've ever had in our arsenal. And I know I've known Dead Downwind from the beginning when it first came about. And I remember thinking, wow, this product is absolutely amazing. And how it can help me to get a deer is absolutely incredible. So anyhow, welcome to the show. As you guys can see, Tim is gone now because his camera battery is out. So no worries. It's a new system. He will be on in audio, so we will be able to hear him chime in. So Amanda, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am really good, guys. Thanks for having me. Kind of first time podcaster. I am so happy to be doing it with you guys. I feel like this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, absolutely. So tell us about you a little bit. Tell us about your background a little bit and how you kind of ended up at Arcus and how that all unfolded.
Absolutely. So prior to Arcus, I had 16 years in the marketing department at a little known retailer named Cabela's. Cabela's is local to Sydney, Nebraska, hometown for me. 2 years post-merger with Bass Pro, those guys were fantastic. And really, really great. Loved working with a lot of TV, a lot of ambassadors, pro staff, TV production, did all kinds of really cool things there. At a point, right, it was an option to move to Springfield, Missouri and be in a hometown Sydney girl. And if we've talked at all, you know, I've got 6 grandkids that live in Sydney and some reason I just didn't think I could leave them. So hooked up with the Arcus team. They've been absolutely fantastic. Been with those guys about a year and a half now, leading all the Arcus marketing efforts and kind of living the dream, really.
Yeah, that's awesome. And if you think about it, I mean, you kind of bring with you a lot of experience because 16 years of Cabela's is like no joke. Like
a lot, yeah.
You were dealing with tons of things, right? Well, outside of just one brand, you know, so that's pretty incredible. So I think it's a really great fit for Arcus. I think they got lucky, to be honest, to get you. It's a really important thing to have that what's the word I'm looking for? Experience, I think is the, I was thinking of a different word of experience. I couldn't think of it out of time ahead, but having that experience is definitely critical and knowing, especially understanding this industry specifically.
Well, a lot of times, I was going to say, not only that though, but I mean, your choice in Arcus themselves, I mean, Tinks and Dead Downwind and Ramkit and all the brands that are behind Arcus, we've come to know and love. I mean, as Dave said, you know, I haven't gone a season yet without using Tinks or Dead Downwind, and Ramcat's been in my quiver for, I don't know, the last 4 or 5 years now. So I mean, just their product line, for you to come over and be involved in product lines like they have that are just leaders in the industry. You go from Cabela's, that's a leader in the industry, over to Arcus. I mean, yeah, great fit. Awesome.
Yep, absolutely. And couldn't agree with all that more. And what was really cool was, even when I first started talking to the Arcus team, and Corey Consueger, I think you guys, he was the director of marketing and is now our president. Y'all probably worked with him.
Yep.
The job was in Georgia, right? Arcus is based just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And I just said, you know, Corey, I'd love to talk to you, but at the end of the day, I'm not leaving Sydney, Nebraska, and I can do a fantastic job from Sydney. And we talked, and he said, absolutely. Family is really important. And, you know, we know that you want to be where you're at. And like, obviously hunting, right? Like my husband and I, we have three daughters. We're all big hunters, and that lifestyle, and just that he fully supports all of that was a no brainer.
Yeah, it's great. And so what's been your involvement with Tinks? What's kind of your day-to-day in regards to what you're responsible for? And I'm sorry, not just Tinks, but Arcus.
Yeah, absolutely. So marketing leader, I manage essentially pretty much everything to do with all five of the brands for Arcus Hunting. So everything from, at this point, I'm kind of running our social media channels, which has been a lot of fun.
Prior, a lot of fun.
So we're going to call it a whole lot of fun. Prior history, right? Like my experience again was, you know, at Cabela's, and not to get too far into that, right? But I had like 70 TV shows that I sponsored and partnered with. I had 125 top level ambassadors, right? You think about the Jim and Eva Shockeys and the Drurys and the Cincerillos and the Kevin Van Dams and the Jerry Michaliks and Christy Titus, right? Like I'm throwing out all these names of the most renowned people in the industry across Hunt, Fish, Camp, Shoot. So I knew all of that stuff, but what's been really cool at Arcus, to bring it back around, is now I'm doing everything marketing, right? So I'm doing email blasts, I'm doing social media, I'm doing print, I'm doing sponsorships, like your guys's, kind of top to bottom marketing. I'm doing it all. And I've got a great graphic designer and a couple of people on the team that I work with, but if it's marketing related, my hands are touching it.
So as Dave shared with you the Dead Down Wind promo videos that we did in the past.
I don't think that he has.
I'm not going to. You're after. They're amazing, actually. But did I film with the best of production? But they are pretty funny. We've had so
this
many
was this stuff. Was back in old school days for sure. But one of them has an actual helicopter in it.
Yeah, we had a helicopter. We got the police came and everything. It was crazy. State police. Like, what are you doing with a helicopter? It was crazy. We had some fun though. It was a good time.
Invited? They were supposed to be a part of that, or
no? Oh no.
Okay.
They came. Like, what is going on here? We're like, well, we're just flying a helicopter on private land. It's just the guy's a pilot. He's got a license. They're like, okay. Okay. This was a sanctioned Dead Down Wind commercial. They did not take part in this. It was just us for fun, and we had this idea in our head. And we had this idea, I don't know why, where we came up with it, but it was one of those things where our tagline was Dead Down Wind. If you forget it, forget it. Meaning like you don't go hunting if you don't have your Dead Down Wind. And right. So we did these like funny spoof videos, and I did it on purpose because I wanted to give them to Dead Down Wind. Be like, hey, check these out. Let us know if you think they're hilarious. I don't remember them ever getting back to me at the time, but this is a long time ago. This is back like in the beginning of Dead Down Wind. So I ended up keeping them. We just kept them and used them, and people thought they're hilarious because they're, you'll see them. I'll obviously send you the video links after this, but they're just us really messing around. But the whole concept of if you forget it was like, you know, because like if you're going to go out there and smell like an idiot, you're most likely not getting the deer. So if you don't have that Dead Down Wind, it's a problem. And so that's kind of how we went with it, but it was pretty funny.
Kind of like that we were just talking about, right? Like if you go hunting without Dead Down Wind, like literally this week, you basically should have no expectation of coming home with a trophy, because that's pretty much, I kind of like if you forget it though, right? Like that's way catchier than
please lower your expectations. That? Boom. We all that was out of the old days. Write that one down. But yeah, so Dead Down Wind. So real quick, you know, because there's so many brands and a lot to talk about, I want to focus. Today I'd like to focus on Tinks and Dead Down Wind a little bit more. I do want to say like our Rack One is really great stuff. We've definitely used it, seen a lot of great success from that. Ramcat, we talked about. Ramcat's a brand that in our opinion, is tried and true. There's not really, I wouldn't recommend changing anything on a ram cap because we've seen it out of crossbows. We've seen it out of compounds. It does huge damage to deer. And we've killed probably 9 or 10 bears with a ram cat over the past 5 years. I would say it is an exceptional broadhead and really not much left to say about it. And I think we were talking earlier, the price point, right? It's like, around $34.99.
Yeah. Yep. New price point in 2021, we dropped it to $34.99. We want to get some of that, get those into people's hands, right? Like if you're kind of on the fence about trying something new, there's not a better head on the market, we think, and especially at $35, right? Like that's a huge win for everybody.
Yeah. That's a great deal, honestly, guys. If you haven't shot it, you definitely need to check that out and put it through the ringer yourself. And at that price, it's worth even testing it alone just to see what you think about it. I mean, that's a great, great price. We talked about, so then, you know, with the Ramcat, there's some options. Obviously, they have the Cage Ripper. They got some other ones. So, I mean, if you're looking for a fixed or mechanical, they have you covered there. I think that you guys even have a hybrid now. If you want both, that's in there as well. So,
yeah, we got the Diamondback Hybrid came out. We released it in 2020. Was the number one broadhead. I'm trying to remember, of course, who gave us that accolade. But the Ramcat Diamondback Hybrid was trying to see. It's in this, I have this fancy packaging. Prepared, right? It's got the green packaging for you. This one's 100 grain, I think is what it comes in. And is a really great option if you want to try something new for $35. Absolutely can't go wrong there.
Yep. Yeah, I use the Hydro Shock and love it. I mean, I use it out of a crossbow. I'm typically a crossbow hunter. That's kind of my niche within the group. But that Hydro Shock, I mean, it shoots like a field point and does some big damage. So we're glad to see Ramcat as part of that Arcus for sure. But Dead Down Wind, I mean, you guys, Dead Down Wind, like we talked about, it's been a staple out there. I mean, in the industry for hunters, I don't know a time since I've been hunting where I haven't had, like, where you don't see Dead Down Wind, right? Dead Down Wind is pretty much everywhere. It's all over dealers, all your big box stores, online, all of that kind of stuff. And I think that's tried and I think that's testament to it actually working. Right. Brands like that, products like that, they don't stick around if they don't work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the thing about Dead Down Wind you got to love is the orange packaging because it is very, very visual. You know, you walk in, like today I was at Cabela's, I walked through and boom, you see the whole section. You see the whole section of Dead Down Wind. It overpowers any other competitor when it comes to that because you're just like, boom, it's right there. And the couple, like the wash towels, things like that are just to me, one of the best things ever. You go to hunt camp. Tim and I hunt in a place where we have a shower, but it's like cold water. It's not like you're going to really use it all the time. Worst case scenario, like you're sweating bad. You want to jump into I don't know if you've ever taken a cold shower. It's terrible. Like I couldn't even breathe.
I'm not a fan. Like,
you know, the one time we used it just a couple of weeks ago when we went out early season. And anyway, we use those wash towels a lot, like to wash up and like try to get the scent off all the sweat. They are great, great products to have in the field. But, and then having all the stuff that you need, like the spray alone, the field spray is, you know, critical in my opinion. We spray everything with that. So we spray our blinds, we spray our boots, we spray our clothes. There's just a ton with the field spray. And I do love the fact that you guys have the field spray in different sizes and refillable. Those are big, big bonuses, I guess I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm kind of like, and I tried to be again, like fully prepped, but right, like those little packets, you can get a little pack and I feel like I have one, but of course I can't see it right in front of me. You can haul in if you're trying to control your weight, you're going in the backcountry, you can haul in an empty bottle, right? So take your field spray empty. You have this little tiny package and you go to a creek or whatever water, you fill it up with creek water, you dump this in, shake it up really well.
Right, right.
So helpful, right? Or if you're in camp for 5 days and you don't want to haul in a bunch of bottles of it, because like you said, you should be spraying down all the time, right? Spray everything down. It's skin safe, which I think is awesome. Sometimes you look at something and it says, don't get it on your skin. That's a little bit concerning.
Most definitely.
Is 100% skin safe, right? You can spray everything and you should.
You guys have evolved in your product line over the years too, right? I mean, back in the day, it was just the Dead Downwind field spray with no scents. When you guys came out with that natural wood scent, I mean, that changed the game for me. I love the smell of it. So, you know, I don't use it for the deer. I use it because I love the smell of it, you know, but it works on top of it. So, and not only that, but you guys have gotten into the ozone generators too, right?
Yep, we have. So we call it the D zone or the dead zone. And that stuff works. It works fantastic. If you're familiar with ozone, if not, go to the Dead Downwind website. And there's all kinds of information there. We have a portable gear closet that you can set up and take down in 10 minutes or less, right? So pack it up, take it to hunt camp with you, keep your stuff fresh. We have a rolling tote. We have a duffel bag. Generators fit in those. We just came out this year with a little travel size portable ozone unit, just a little round guy. It's like $50. So ozone can be expensive. Honestly, it's a little pricey. Get that little guy for, I think it's $44.99. The other thing that I love, and I was just thinking about this, we have the D zone to go, which you plug into your cigarette lighter. I don't know if it's called a cigarette lighter anymore, but you plug it in your car, hit a button, it runs 10 minutes out of every hour. Honestly, my D zone unit or my D zone to go is in my daughter's Suburban. One of my grandkids spilled milk in there in August.
Yep.
And she just couldn't get rid of the smell. So I loaned her my little D zone to go, and it hasn't come back yet, but I need to get that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm looking at this, this D zone portable, that round one that you were talking about.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, I've seen some similar ones out there from some like no name brands. Haven't had a lot of success with those at all, but this one is, I mean, dead downwind number one, your technology is amazing, but this one looks amazing from the standpoint that it lasts for so long, 18 hours. And that's one that you can use like in a ground blind or in kind of a tree stand, that kind of environment, right?
Right. Yep. And it's, so it's portable, or I'm sorry, it's rechargeable, comes with the little rechargeable cord. And I think, you know, Dave, like we maybe have talked about, fantastic for hunting, right? We're very much talking about hunting, but you can kind of throw those things anywhere that you have some scent that you really want to destroy, right? It's not going to mask the scent, literally destroys the scent at the molecular level and gets rid of it completely, which is such a huge deal.
So just inside your hunt camp, when you got 10 guys at a hunt camp, turn one of those on so that you don't have to smell everybody. That's a perfect, perfect tip.
Yep. Don't waste your field spray spraying them down, right? Like keep your natural woods and crank on your ozone unit.
I love the match, Tim, in the bathroom. I'm going to call one of these.
There you go.
So I didn't know you guys had this D-zone closet. I am like literally, I'm so impressed right now. Like this is the coolest thing. Is this closet meant to do like, is this for like, is it a closet for like multiple people or would it be for like one person's gear?
I've seen them set up. I have not gotten one just yet. I would say it would probably be good for two people. It's, yeah, okay. I think you see the dimensions. Is it maybe like two foot or so wide?
It looks about, it looks like they got about four jackets in there. So yeah, I would bet that you could do at least two people's stuff in there. Maybe.
And I think that there's dual shelves, you know, and then at the bottom, you can set your boots in it.
That's so cool.
At the bottom shelf. Arcus Hunting, we have a YouTube channel. So there isn't necessarily a Dead Downwind YouTube channel, but if you go to Arcus Hunting, some really great videos that kind of like one of our partners, Christy Titus, did a full setup, right? You can literally see her set it up by herself, less than 10 minutes, throw all your stuff in there. It collapses really easy. Doesn't take up a lot of space in the car. Or maybe that's just where you want to store your hunting clothes year round if you have a special spot to keep them.
I love it. Yeah. I was just thinking that's like those at hunt camps are like the best thing ever. I have something like that. So I've been using, the Dead Zone gear bag, pretty much the whole year since you guys sent us one. And I love it. Like, to me, it's like the best. I don't know if Tim, if you have one, I think I have yours.
I think I sent one for Tim.
You did.
So that's what happens. Yeah.
That's part of the, you know, anyway. So
anyway, moving on.
But so for this bear hunt, I just went on, which I didn't get a bear, but I did get to go and I had a great time, but I used the Dead Zone bag with the system in it. So you guys call it the Dead Zone system, which includes the ozone system inside of it, which has like tubes that go through it. So it's the generator, you guys call ozone generators in there. And that's the bigger one, bigger unit. Anyway, but that thing was sweet. Like I could like shut the bag and go, right. and it was doing the odor collection for me internally of that bag. So right. if anything did get on it, you know, because I mean, storing the bag alone is probably extremely helpful, to be honest, to keep any external scents out. But let's just say you had a scent and you threw it in there with the scent in it. This would give you the ability for it to suck that scent out while you're driving or whatever. It's pretty cool.
Right. Yep. That's exactly how it works.
And I didn't know you guys had a tote. This tote's pretty cool too. Same concept, it's, yeah. right?
You're looking at the rolling one, right? Yes. Like, yeah, I'm sure not everybody is an overpacker. I tend to be, but.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. and especially, right, like I'm in Nebraska, so you just have no idea what the temps are going to be. So you may have three seasons worth of clothing, just throw it in that rolling tote and pull it right behind you.
Yeah, I'm a big tote fan in general. You know, with my hunting stuff or just you go in my garage, it's like, it's all totes. Everything's organized in a tote somewhere and they're stackable and all that kind of stuff. So that this tote thing is pretty cool. I gotta be honest, from somebody that likes to stay organized, in that way, that's pretty awesome idea there. I'll tell you from the standpoint of just the product line, I'm thinking in my head, I'm going, okay, now what do I actually do? Like on a normal, like, hunt camp or that kind of scenario, where do I use Dead Down Wind? And it's kind of interesting because Dead Down Wind for me comes actually well before hunt camp even starts. I absolutely love the laundry detergents that you guys have, right? I mean, when you're prepping your clothes for your initial season or when you're done with your season, the Dead Down Wind laundry detergents that you guys have are awesome. But a little tip as well, they're awesome if you have two little boys as well. So I have a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old, and, you know, they get a little stinky from time to time. And that's what we use, actually, when you know, their odors start to creep into some of the laundry. But the laundry, so that's my first step, right? I wash all my clothes, get them packed away in the bag, go to hunt camp. And what I typically do is I'll have the full lineup of, all the shower products. Cause the night before we're going hunting, we're taking a shower. I'm using all the Dead Down Wind bar soap, shampoos, all that kind of stuff. You got the deodorant, which is awesome. And then you got the field spray. So I feel like there's not an aspect of the hunting, activities that I'm going through from prep all the way through actual hunting that you guys are missing at all. And I dare ask, What do you guys have coming out that's new? Is there anything that you guys can disclose that just kind of like, I don't see a fit. I don't see any niche that you're missing.
I'm so glad you asked. So a couple of things you talked, I'm going to make you wait just a second. Right. Talked about the laundry, right? So even like, whether you like the soap or the pods, right? You like the laundry pods, you just throw them in, make sure you're using the dryer sheets as well, which you probably are. Like sometimes people don't think about it. They use the Dead Down Wind laundry. And then they throw it just into the dryer where they're using scented or static stuff all the time. So don't forget that. Shampoo and conditioner, right? So we've had a really great shampoo and conditioner for myself and all of the guys that are rocking the mullets right now because they seem to be super popular. The shampoo is improved and has like 50% more or something like that conditioner in it. So it'd be a longer hair for your lady listeners and your mullet guys. Our shampoo and conditioner is improved for this year. So it's fantastic. I super love that stuff. And for new for 2022, not to disclose anything, but as I look at you guys with your beards, there's some really fantastic, like men's facial hair, like beard grooming, balms or things like that, that all smell delicious, right? Like,
I like where you're going.
So there could be something on the horizon for our bearded fans, right? I like it.
Got it.
And for our fair skinned blonde people that maybe sunburn really easily sitting on in a stand or doing a lot of spot and stock early season, there may be a really great opportunity for them to protect their skin.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, I forgot to mention one thing that we also use. Because we're in Michigan, Michigan's such an interesting place to hunt because of our seasons and how that can change overnight. It can be 80 degrees one day and 40 degrees the next day, especially when you move into that September, October, November season, when we're actually going out doing whitetail hunting and that kind of stuff. But even in turkey season in the fall and all that. One product that we absolutely love to use is the mosquito repellent. Because one thing, I don't know how many times, like even when we're just out and about, when we're not even hunting and we're just scouting, we try to be conscious of the scents we're leaving behind, right? We don't want to leave a mark. You know, we might scare the deer away because we're walking through the woods, but we definitely don't want them to associate that with our scent. So to be able to have a bug spray that kills the scent on top of it has been a lifesaver.
Yeah, that the natural woods made with cedar oil, right? And it's like super skin friendly. Like I've been using it all summer. Again, I talk about my grandkids, right? We're at the lake and we're going to spray them down just because that's what we have. And it doesn't make you feel real greasy. And yeah, that's been a really great addition. And that was new for us this year too.
Can you take us through what exactly are the Woodsman wipes and what do they do? Just kidding.
I liked you right up until now, Dave. You just ruined it.
This is what Jamie loves, these things. He's like, don't forget those Woodsman wipes.
He does too. It's so funny.
We know
there's no video demonstration
yourself.
I think one of my, actually, I think you did an interview with Jackie Bushman, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Jackie's such a great guy. He did a great video for me at one point on the Woodsman wipes, and he refers to those people eating chili dogs before they head to the stand. And I think that's a terrible idea, but do you think it's a good idea?
Well, you know, when you go to hunt camp with a bunch of guys, you never know what kind of food's going to happen. So you got to be prepared. I think it might just be biological, because there is a certain person that Dave's talking about that, no joke, every morning at a certain time, he's got to get up. And he's got to get out, you know, got to get down from his tree stand, and hopefully he's getting down from his tree stand. Otherwise, that could get really messy. But it is a product that is essential. We'll put it right. I mean, that we saw what happened last year when COVID kicked off. Everybody was looking for it. So you got to have it.
Individually packaged, they tuck in really nicely into your pack. I will understand if maybe next year Dave's like, hey, we need an extra box.
You know, I don't know if you know this about us, but we actually are big campers, like all of us. Tim and I have really big campers. We go a lot. And I use a lot of your products actually while camping as well, like the soap travel case, the toothpaste. We use all this stuff. And, you know, the mosquito repellent, I was going to bring that up about camping, but yeah, we use it all the time in camping scenarios. But the point is that if you're a hunter and you're, you don't have to be a hunter to use Dead Down Wind. That's the other thing. There's a lot of stuff here that's usable across platforms, across different things in your life. But if you are a camper or a hunter, you have these abilities to, you know, use these products to help, you know, keep yourself clean and hydrated, you know, hygiene, sorry, is the word I was looking for, you know, good hygiene. But at the same time, you know, if you're hunting, then you can, you know, keep that scent out. That's the biggest thing. But yeah, very, very cool.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, right, like I'm talking about how much I love our new shampoo conditioner combo. It's $6.99 a bottle, right? So that's one of the really great things. Like the D-Zone products maybe are a little bit on the higher end of pricing, but the rest of our products, I feel like, are such a really great price point. And if you like the soap, or lots of people don't love a ton of odor, right? You may not want scented soap and scented shampoo and scented everything. So if you just prefer like neutral scent, the stuff works really great and is scent neutral. So
yeah, actually, you bring up a good point. I don't know if I've ever asked this. What about like hypoallergenic? Like people that are sensitive to scents and stuff. Is this usable by them?
I would say that it is, right? As soon as I say yes, it is, there's going to be somebody that's probably had not a great reaction.
Of course. Yeah.
And we want to be respectful of everybody. But it's a vegetable-based formula. And you know, if you look at the ingredient list, it's pretty straightforward, and there's not a lot in it. So for the most part, I don't know that I've ever been notified people that have bad reactions, like to let you know about it. And I haven't really heard anything, but I think it's really skin friendly and
awesome. A lot of good products with Dead Down Wind. You know, we're a testament to it ourselves. Like we said, we've been using it for years, but it's kind of fun with Arcus, because you got the side of the house that gets rid of scents. And then you got the other side of the house where you're putting scent back into the environment, right?
Super smelly, yes.
That's a good transition.
You know what? Make sure that we talk, Dave, about before It was such a perfect transition, and I just ruined it for you.
It's okay. We can still stay there. We can stay on Dead Down Wind.
Just two quick things, and then we're going to redo your transition because it was stuck. Two of the things, the other things that I love is we have like these super awesome kits. Do you guys ever use these?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. You get a kit for $25-$30. This one is the Trophy Hunter. We have the Super Slam, 10 pieces. Everything you need, right? So maybe you just want to test out Dead Down Wind, or you're just kind of new to it, or your budget's a little restricted this month, go and grab a kit. It's the easy button. You don't really have to think about it. So those kits are amazing. The other thing, we'll see if you guys can see this. I'm going to talk about it just really quickly, is Sweat Equity.
Okay.
See that?
Yep.
So this is a new product that we're kind of soft launching. It'll be much bigger next year. It is a team sports product. It has the amazing technology that we use for Dead Down Wind in it, but it is perfect for your gym bag, your locker, your stinky boys.
Oh, I need that. Yeah, yeah, I need that.
Yeah. We had three daughters. Like, I didn't really know my daughters. I have four grandsons. How are boys so stinky? Which I love them, but the Sweat Equity, there's an odor remover. So you spray down anything you want to spray, right? Like halftime at a basketball game, a gym bag, a locker, whatever, spray them down with the Sweat Equity. It has just a light linen scent that I love, actually. And it's fantastic.
My mind is spinning right now. It is. It really is. What about shoes?
Shoes, absolutely. And we actually have the boot powder for Dead Down Wind. So we have a gear powder, again, just a slight fragrance to it. So we have the gear powder that you can dump into your shoes, your baseball glove, your football pads, anything that you can't throw in a washing machine. The gear powder will take care of that. And the laundry soap and the gear powder are for sale on the website right now. So it's sweatequitybyddw.com.
Okay. I'm not joking. I'm checking that out. I love my boys to death. They're in sports 4 days a week, and then they have gym class at school. And you know, it's great in the summertime, you know, when they can wear sandals, but when they start wearing those shoes even at school all day long, I think you know where I'm going.
Yeah, so there's ear powder, the laundry soap, the odor remover, and a stain remover. So awesome. Two of the four are for sale right now. The other two are coming soon. We just have to get the bottles filled and get them off the production line.
Give that website one more time.
It's sweatequitybydw.com.
Awesome.
Amazing. So fantastic. If y'all want to sample it, Dave or Tim, get me your addresses. We'll ship you a couple of samples.
Tim needs a lot of samples.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a 2 ounce bottle, so we'll get, you know, get Tim 10 of them.
There we go. There we go.
Feedback. I had a guy that just did a fishing tournament, right? So I talk about it's team sports is the intention, but he had his lucky fishing hat, and he said he can't wear it anymore because it makes him gag. And so I sent him some, and he's like, I don't even know you, and I love you because I'm wearing my lucky fishing hat, and I did really well. So
that's awesome.
So there's that. So wonderful. That's all the scent elimination.
That's all the scent elimination. Now we can move on to scent production. Yes. AKA Tinks.
Yes. Tinks stinks.
Right? Tinks stinks. I like that. Yes.
That's going to be the tagline for this video.
I love it.
Yes. Tinks stinks. And bless it sure does. But come the fall and fall, honey, man, we love it, right?
Absolutely.
So I had this experience with Tinks, actually. I think it happened about 3 years ago. I was hunting in this spot, and on the way out, I had taken a hot shot, and I remember using the mist and spraying it almost the whole way out. Like, not the whole way, but there was like a wood line. And I sprayed it as I was walking towards the stand, and I just sprayed it, and I got to the tree stand, went up. I can't remember if it was the doe in rut or the hot shot, but either way, I got in the stand, and I had shot and missed a huge buck. And I remember thinking, like, and this is all in the same morning that I was out there. I'm like, man, you know, that sucks. I screwed that up. And then literally like 5 minutes later, I see this buck running across we hunt at an airport. So I ran across the runway and comes right down this edge, and it's got its tongue going like this. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, what is it doing? You know, and it's going like this. And it's like literally just following the scent line that I sprayed out. And then it came in front of me. I ended up shooting it and getting it. And it was actually a weird story. I shot it and I couldn't find it. And we're like, man, where the hell did this deer go? And the shot was a little bit back, so the crossbow. And anyway, long story short, we found it like 2 months later, and it had drowned. It went into the river.
Oh my gosh.
And it got stuck under a log underneath the water, so we couldn't see it. And then when the water came down, we found it like laying there in the water. We're like, what the heck? But anyhow, long story short, the tinks worked. That was my point of the story. The scent brought it right. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. So I guess tell us what's up at Tinks. What do you guys got going on? And what are some of the things you launched this year? And, you know, how are they doing so far, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. So Tinks has been around, right, almost 50 years. Just such an icon in the deer attractant space. Like you were talking about the 69 Doe and Rut. There are some companies out there, right? We're not the only one that's doing deer urine, but we have this phenomenal formula that Mr. Tink started in 50 years ago that nobody can touch. And that's really what sets us apart, especially on our Doe and Rut stuff. So asking like what's new and exciting this year, I have these at my house. It's pretty cool. We have the disposable scent drippers. So I don't know if you all have even seen these yet, but basically you buy this little bag. Okay. So you buy it. There's a little strap that you just peel right off. You hang it up and you unscrew it and it drips for up to 3 days. So it's basically buy, hang, hunt.
That's awesome.
It's not all of your hands. You don't have that glass bottle in your pocket going through the dryer. You maybe didn't close the bag quite tight enough.
So that black thing is the tie to the stick or whatever tree. Wow.
That's cool. It peels right off. And then let's see if I can pop this through here.
That is really cool.
So there's a pre-punched hole right here in the top. And the scents that this is available in this year is the 69. And I think this bag is like $12.99, right? So it's 3 ounces and it's going to drip for 3 days. So you just twist this together, hang it from the tree wherever you want. I would unscrew it, but it probably would drip on my carpet. And my husband's real understanding, but maybe not that understanding. So it comes in the Tink 69. And then it also, which is super cool, comes in the Power Scrape, right? So the Mock Scrape starter and the Mock Scrape finisher.
So for me, that product right there, I absolutely love. There's not been a time, and I love doing this when you know in August, kind of that September time frame. I think we were out there, maybe about a month ago. Use the Mock Scrape starter, and then we put one of the Wi-Fi trail cameras on it, and no doubt, within it was that same night those deer were coming in and hitting that spot. It was absolutely cool to see.
Awesome for getting like any kind of trail cam inventory, right? Or if you want to start patterning them and kind of helping them get to where you want them to be, the Power Scrape, the pre-rut finisher, this one's the finisher, right? So when you look at it, you can see the starter is green. The pre-rut finisher has a little bit of the Tink 69 in it for the finisher, right? Because it's going like right up to almost
that transition period.
Yep. And again, you hang it and then it can hang there and drip for like up to 3 days. Somebody in the office today told me that we're actually finding that these last even a little bit longer than that because it's based on the barometric pressure. So we would say guaranteed to last 3 days, could last a little longer, but you're not going in there every night having to refresh, right? You're not hauling your own scent in. You're not crossing the path. You're not disturbing the space. So up to 3 days. And then when they're done, you just take them down, like take your trash out of the woods, right? Like don't just leave these hanging in the woods when you're done with them. But just the convenience of that is super awesome. So drippers were new and big for us. I think the Power Scrapes are $9.99. So again, super affordable. That's comparable to what you're going to pay for a bottle, and you're going to use your scent drag or your wicks or whatever, which are all fantastic as well. But if somebody wants to try something a little new, a little more convenient, the drippers are really cool.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in lures, period. Seen nothing but good results. You know, we use Tinks all the time, nothing but good results from that aspect. It's so awesome when you can see a product work, right? It's like, you know, when you're using Dead Down Wind, it's like it's trying to stay invisible, right? And if the deer gets spooked, they're always questioning, did I do something wrong? You know, that kind of thing. But with this type of product, it is so easy to tell when it works. When you see that deer come right up to it, or you see their nose in the air on the ground sniffing for it, it is amazing to watch.
Yeah, like back to Dave's story, right? You got a buck come running in with his tongue hanging out, and you're like, I know exactly what just did that.
Yeah,
so cool.
I never forget. I when I used to, this is way before we had this podcast, or we had BHP, but it was way, it's like 2010, 11. But I watched Ron, one of our hunters, he used, I think it was the Dopey, and he put that, like, I thought there was a number to it or something. Number one, Dopey number one, I think it was.
Yep.
Yeah. So he put that, and he had the little bottle with the drip, and he put it in on like 5 or 6 scrapes on this 20 acre lot. And I mean, they were all over this, these scrapes. It was the coolest thing. I remember thinking like, oh my God, he's like, oh, this is how you do it. I was like, yeah. Wow. And then he said, he goes, you switch as you go. You start with this P and then you move it to this, this, and this. I'm like, oh, wow. But it worked, man.
Like,
it worked.
Yeah. I mean, there's the number one Dopey. Like the intention of that scent is really like, it just calms the herd, right? So it just smells like a bunch of does are running around peeing. Doesn't have the estrus in it. So make sure that like early season prior to the rut, right? If you're going to be spraying Tink 69 in August, September, they're going to be like, probably not right. They're going to almost be more confused by it. But like the Dopey calms the herd. We have also like Trophy Buck, which is a bit of a curiosity lure, and or it's a dominant buck urine, and can kind of affect those bachelor groups. But right, it's like you use the Dopey, then the Trophy Buck, then the 69. You can use Dopey throughout the whole season, right? Because that's pretty natural. But and the other thing is, you were talking, Dave, and I loved hearing you talk about the cans. And Tim, have you used our cans?
I have, yeah.
Okay. So working on kind of some education for people, the really cool thing about the cans that we use is it's called bag-on-valve technology. So what happens is if you unscrew this, the urine is in the middle, and then it's kind of like segregated, right? It's like in a balloon in the middle. And when I think about hairspray, for example, in an aerosol, you shake it up really good and you spray it, and everything like the propellant mixes with whatever the hairspray is to get it out there. Well, what that does is then it's going to kind of contaminate your scent. So we use bag-on-valve technology to
that makes sense.
The propellant 100% separate and keep the urine pure so that it's exactly as it should smell coming out of the can. So
that's actually very well thought out. I never would have thought of that, but that makes absolutely perfect sense.
That's incredible.
Yeah. That's one of those amazing. The more you know, right?
I want to, just for a second, I want to try to debunk a myth. When it comes to your natural scents, how are those created? You don't have a team of people out there standing under deer, do you?
Not that I know of. I'm like, well, no. I've never been to the deer farms that we work with, but I kind of asked that same question because it's very strange. You're right. You're like, how do you get natural deer urine? So hopefully there's a video. How do we get those people on the show? My understanding is it's a little bit like, and I could be wrong, so please don't let me be your expert on the deer pee subject as far as how we collect it.
This is unofficial.
Right. Unofficial. Like, let's throw up a little, could be wrong. I think of it as like how you would litter box train a cat, right? So the deer are trained to only urinate in a specific space, and somehow there's a contraption. Some kind of a grid, right? Where it kind of filters down. And then we get the urine from approved deer farms. I don't think that we really want to dive into like CWD and all that stuff, but we work with very, very specific farms that are tested all the time. And we get the totes of urine from them, and then we mix it at our factory in Georgia.
So two things real quick. Number one, if there is ever an opportunity for deer collection that Dave can be a part of, let us know. I'll be happy to bring them down there and videotape that. That would be awesome. Number two, though, you do bring up a really good point, and not to dive really into CWD all that much, but your products are ATA approved, right? And I don't know if approved is the right term, but they've gone through ATA. They put their mark on it, which means that you can use it in states that require deer scents to be ATA approved.
So ATA was the kind of the governing body for that for a long time. They're still involved with it, but they have backed away from that a little bit. And I hope I'm not misspeaking to this, but there is a new organization and it's the DPP. So
okay.
Like, as you kind of look at that, you see the DPP.
I do. Yes. Yep. Okay.
So all of the deer farms that we work with and all of our natural scents from Tink are DPP approved. They are RT quick tested, which is the testing method that was developed to test for CWD prions. And so if you see this mark on it, it's essentially guaranteed to not have any CWD prions whatsoever in any of our urine through Tinks.
Yeah. So and now in Michigan, really, if you don't see that on there, you can't use it. You know, I think our rules in Michigan are that it has to be approved in order for you to use it. There are state requirements for that. So definitely check out, know your rules in your own state as to what you can use and not use. But regardless what any state's rules are, you guys are covered. So that's great.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say, I think that we are absolutely an industry leader. You know, we do have some competitors, but what is really impressive and I learned once I came on board with Arcus is that when it comes to CWD and trying to prevent that, it's amazing and impressive to me how we all work together to do that properly. So I think that that's really cool. We do have, I think that there's 11 states that only allow synthetic urine at this point. There are some states that, oddly enough, kind of have even left it up to their county. So what you said is really, really important. Make sure that exactly where you're hunting, it's legal. But if you are in a synthetic state, we think that our synthetic products are as close to natural as they can possibly be. So pretty comprehensive synthetic lineup. That's really great as well.
Love it.
All right, guys, my first video I did on Dead Down Wind was 11 years ago.
Was it really? Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Scrolling.
That was like old school video days too. I can't imagine what it looks like now if we were to look at the quality, but I remember the theme of that one and it was pretty funny.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's so bad, but you think of like videos and you think back to like where you started from and how it works. And it just, to me, it's hilarious. Look at this logo we used to use.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little guy. Yep. There's a few of those still out there.
Wow. Look at how young you are. Wow. Oh, before you could even grow a beard.
Look at that. Talking about the wipes right there. Look at your guys' little logos. Holy cow. It's crazy. There's Ron. See, look, he's going nuts. This guy's crazy.
Be smart like Ron, man. You got to eliminate that smell.
Now, Ron's the type of guy, he won't even wear his clothes out in his car when he's driving to his field. He'll get out of the car, undress in the field, and dress when he's out, and then spray down.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's your most successful hunter?
Him.
Yeah, by far.
Yep. By far.
This one's 8 years ago, 2012. Wow, look at that cool intro.
That's some mad graphics right there.
Look at that. Dang.
I like it.
Look at that lineup.
I'm like, well, look at all that great stuff.
We couldn't fit all your Here's products on a table nowadays. Yeah, there it is.
This is one of the commercials we did. This is so funny. 15,000 views. That one did pretty good. Oh, look at that chopper coming in.
Is this on Betacam?
We shot it. It looked like it's old. Yeah. This was shot on a Canon something. It was definitely not. I forgot what it was, but the basis of this is this guy had a helicopter was going to help these guys get in somewhere to hunt some
hard to reach areas.
And the guy in the back, Brian, they're talking on the mic now, the headset. And he's like, hey, you know, do you guys bring your dead down wind? And the one guy's like, no, they're like, hey, we waited like 10 years for this. And this is the part where he comes out. And he remembers now in his head that he forgot it. He left it right there.
Left it sitting there.
And now he's like, oh, no.
It's like this slow motion. Oh, no.
It was so great. Then we refilmed something like it's similar. In 2014, we did another one that was the same basis. This one was at a hunt camp we were at. And we're like, you know, let's just go film this. It'd be fun. Let's go mess around. So these guys pretend they're coming in to go hunting, and it's Ron again. There's Ron. And the concept here was that they're going to gear up, and you'll see them gear up. They pull all their stuff out. And then when he says they forgot the dead down wind, then all hell breaks loose. There's music in here
too. And guess who forgot it again?
That same guy.
Brian.
He's like, you forgot? So now they take everything back off. You're like, time to go.
Forget it.
The fun part about this
video. If you forget it, forget it.
The fun part about this video, and you might notice, you might not, but the guys are, if you watch carefully, so this is the tagline, if you forget it, forget it. But so if you notice right here, so in this scene, this is two of our hunting shows together. So Hunt Series was sponsored by Badlands, Dart and Archery, and you know, all that stuff on the right. And then Bone Driven was sponsored by Predator Camo, Strother Archery at the time. So what I did here, which was fun, is we split it and have both the guys in from both shows that were separate shows at the time. And so it was funny to have them together. For people who followed us, they understood it and they thought it was hilarious.
They caught it, yeah.
And at the time, you know, because we had two different, completely different shows. You see a Badlands logo and you see a Predator logo. And that's my truck, actually. And Ron just peels out of there. Seriously, that's so funny, guys. So funny. Hey, real quick. The one thing about Tinks we didn't talk about and I wanted to just bring up real quick is, where'd it go? I had it up here. The pucks.
Yes.
So can you tell us about those? Are those new for this year and how do they work?
Yep. So the pucks were actually new. We had them in 69 last year. So new in 2020. Just me or have the last 2 years kind of blended together and it's like new maybe. Anyway, but the pucks are very similar as far as like buy hunt hang or buy hang hunt, right? So I would open them, but again, they're going to make my house smell terrible. Yeah, but if you see it, there's like, it's almost like, I think about the suckers you used to get like at the doctor's office.
Yeah.
So
sounds tasty. Here.
What was that?
I said, sounds tasty.
Yeah. Well, and that's why we're like, are they like deer pops? But then we're like, somebody's going to stick them in their mouth and it's going to be terrible. So no. But yeah, so you literally buy them, hang them and hunt. They last up to 7 days. This little pack, you get like three of them. I think they're $7.99. And
so do they dissolve over time or is it just release scent?
They just release the scent. Okay. Right? So they may smell longer than that. Like I'm not saying on day eight, you can throw them in your truck and not think it's going to smell bad. But it's very similar, right? So you may get a little three pack and you might hang all three of them just around your stand, wherever you want to put them. In 2021, this is now available in Dopey and Trophy Buck, both.
Awesome. So
that was the new ad for these. And then the other one, do you guys use the pea fuser? Or have you ever used the pea fuser?
Not yet, because
no, I have not.
We're just about to get there. We're just about to start doing this stuff. Field is starting this week, actually.
Okay. All the fun things that I'm like, oh, let's talk about pea fusers and woodsman's wipes, and, right? Like, who knew? So the pea fuser is like a scent diffuser. This little guy, there's a little on-off button. You turn it on, and then it's a very specific bottle, but you only fits into the diffuser. It lasts for 7 hours or up to 7 hours. If you are sitting in sub-zero temperatures and you buy cheap batteries, it's probably not going to last 7 hours, right? We can't control really the length of your battery life, but the bottle will go for up to 7 hours, 10 seconds, I think. No, I'm sorry, 30 seconds every 2 minutes. So you just screw it in there. You can set it on the ground. You can hang it. And it's diffuser technology, which basically just kind of puts a mist into the air.
I like that.
So, I like that.
Super cool stuff. I think we've got some great videos on it as well. Check out that YouTube channel. It was new in 2020. It came in Tink 69 in 21. It now is available in Trophy Buck and Dopey.
So what kind of batteries does it use?
I haven't used mine.
Just your basic, like just double A's or triple A's? Yeah, okay.
Yep, exactly. I was looking to see, and I don't have it in
that baby.
Yeah. I think, you know, I can't tell, but
I'd probably take that off.
That if it's just generic batteries, I guess that's what I was getting at, is because you can buy rechargeable batteries, right? So if you're out in the field or you're out for, you know, 3 or 4 days hunting, you get a couple sets of batteries, charge them up, replace them, you know, while you're going in and out, it could last, you know, you got plenty of time there. That's awesome.
Yep, for sure. So that was some new technology, just something kind of new and different, right? We always try to be innovative. I still love right, wicks and draggers and boot pads and all of those things. Like I think that people are going to love the bottle, the 2 ounce, 1 ounce, 4 ounce glass bottles or plastic bottles forever. And right, you know that works. Like who doesn't want to hook a dragon and just, if you don't have that candy, right, follow, watch that buck, follow that trail right in. But we also need to be innovative, and there's a lot of new people to the space, and maybe they don't want to be pouring, you know, pouring it, messing with it. So the drippers are great, or the buck pucks are great.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And one thing we've come to know and love about Tinks is that no matter what you guys put out, it's quality. And I think that's a difference between you and a lot of other brands, is that you're not going to put out something that you haven't tested that isn't quality, that's not going to be backed by your name, whether it's Tink or Arcus. I mean, you guys, it's quality product.
Yeah. And regardless of how you decide that you want to put your 69 out, right? If it's a puck or a dripper or a bottle or a P-fuser, it's the same formula, it's the same scent. So it's really just a matter of how do you prefer to get that scent out into the woods or the field around you.
Amanda, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. I know we had a lot to cover, and there's still a lot more to cover. So we have to do a part two to this and talk about some of the other brands as well. But yeah. If you're listening, you know, these brands are, again, have been around a while now and have done amazing stuff. And as you can see from some of our old videos, obviously we've been using Dead Downwind a long time, and there's a good reason for that. We know it works. So we're more than happy that Dead Downwind and Tinks decided to help support this show. But at the same time, it's a blessing because we love the product so much, not because we needed the money. It's more important that you have products you love and you use the things that you really want to use. And I would not be here today, guys, telling you it's a good product if it wasn't a good product. It is a phenomenal product, and everything they do is phenomenal, to be honest, when it comes to all these products, even Ramcat. You're talking about tried and true products that, to be honest, is just an amazing time. If, you know, when you put your money into something, you're expecting it to work. So that's where you're going to get it. So go to arcushunting.com, and there you can get to all the links for all the different brands. Amanda, thanks for joining us. Any last words?
No, you guys made it easy, right? Like, how much fun was this? And yeah, have me back. Let's talk again. Lots of great products online. You know, you can get them. We're at, Tim, exactly like you said, we're at Walmart and Bass Pro and Cabela's and Academy and Shield. We're everywhere. So, you know, get to your local retailer or wherever you need to get your favorite stuff and get out there. And looking forward to seeing everybody's trophy picks.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that enables your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.